Jessica Green pushed her thick black glasses up her nose while her body bent in an uncomfortable position as she examined the tiny new solar cell she hoped to show Danny first thing Monday morning. She respected the hell out of Danny, but if she were honest, she would have to admit her disappointment at never meeting the infamous Tony McFarland. She'd heard that Miss McFarland had made a rare appearance at a summit a few months back, and Jessica hoped she'd finally visit the flagship manufacturing plant where Solar Flare housed their state-of-the-art research and development facility. But apparently, her idol's unusual foray into the world was a one-off. Maybe someday Jessica would meet the woman. Her phone buzzed on the table, and with a practiced move, she flipped the magnifiers on her glasses up and glanced at the video phone gyrating against the wood. Not recognizing the number, she returned the magnifiers to their previous position and refocused on her work. "You've got mail," the automated voice announced. Jess sighed and grabbed her tablet. First a phone call, and now a video mail message. She'd have to tweak her spam filters and add a block to video mail like she'd done with phone calls. Although, bots didn't usually leave video mail messages. Occasionally, she'd get a call from her emotionally stunted father. He wasn't much for conversation or staying connected except to provide for her every need with his vast financial resources. It wasn't until after her mother and father had divorced that he finally hit pay dirt. Jess wasn't sure which invention had made him rich like he'd always insisted would happen. Her father was an enigma, a brilliant man who was unnecessarily paranoid. About what, Jess didn't know. His once-a-year obligatory call always came from an unregistered phone and never on the same day. Somehow, his calls consistently penetrated her spam filter. Jess wondered why he didn't just save the task for her birthday or maybe Christmas, but no. He always picked a random day out of the year. She supposed she was being too harsh to label his attempt at connection a chore, but she suspected that was how he viewed it. Who knew? It certainly felt like a duty to Jess. Jess tried to remember the patient man who let her hang with him in the garage as he tinkered away. Whenever she asked a question, no matter how childish or ridiculous, he would stop what he was doing and answer her. Lately, Jess was sure nothing was left of the man she once knew. The last call had been so awkward it lasted barely 5 minutes. Maybe he was giving up on face-to-face interaction and left a video mail message instead. Accessing the message, she frowned when she saw the overweight, middle-aged man with thinning hair appear on the screen. Definitely not her handsome father, who could be the poster boy for fitness. "Miss Green, my name is David Comey. I tried to call earlier, but whatever software you installed blocked me from leaving a video message on your phone. I'm calling about your father's estate. He left very specific instructions for me. We had an arrangement that if he did not check in with me at least once every 3 to 4 months, I would need to begin preparation for liquidating his assets to place in a trust for you, Miss Green. You are the sole heir to his estate. You can reach me at 202-354-7845, and we can discuss the arrangements in further detail. I have an envelope for you as well. Your father left you a letter." Jess slumped in her chair. Knowing who her father had become, it wouldn't surprise her to learn he'd skipped town and found a remote island to retreat from whatever boogeyman her father imagined was after him. She didn't want or need his money, but that didn't stop her from calling the man and arranging a time to meet on Monday. She was far too curious about what was in the letter.